Hi, today we'd like to see the title of Rejoice in the book of Psalm, chapter 16, verses 1 through 11. For online courses, we'd like to suggest three questions. Number one, in verse 9, my heart is glad, the phrase, why is he glad? Question 1, in verse 9, my heart is glad, the phrase, why is he glad? Number 2, in verse 10, not leave my soul in Sheol, the phrase, who does it indicate? Question 2, in verse 10, not leave my soul in Sheol, the phrase, who does it indicate? The last question in verse 11, at your right hand are pleasures forevermore. The phrase, what relevant verse which Jesus says can you find in the New Testament? The last question in verse 11, at your right hand are pleasure forevermore, the phrase, what relevant verse which Jesus says can you find in the New Testament? Verses 1 through 7, trust in God. Verses 1 through 7 regards trust in God. Verses 8 through 11 is called as Messianic Psalm, because the book of Acts chapter 2 verses 25 through 28 are quoted by Peter. Verses 25, for David said concerning him indicating the Lord Jesus Christ, I foresaw the Lord always before my face. I is Jesus Christ foresaw the Lord God always before Jesus' face. For he, the Lord, is at my right hand that Jesus Christ may not be shaken. Therefore, my heart, or Jesus' heart, rejoiced, and my tongue, or Jesus' tongue, was glad. Moreover, my flesh, my Jesus' flesh, also will rest in hope. Verse 27, for you, God, will not leave my soul, Jesus' soul, in Hades, nor will you, God, allow your Holy One, God's Holy One, who is Jesus Christ, to see corruption. 28, you have made known, God have made known to me, Jesus, the way of life. You, God, will make me, Jesus, full of joy in your presence, in God's presence. So verses 1 through 8, David talks about trust in God. Here, Israel word, or the Hebrew word, Mikitam of David. So Mikitam stands for to cover. So God cover us from any problems, or God preserve me. So verse 1, preserve me, O God, for in you I put my trust. Preserve me, O God, because I, David, put David's trust in God. So if we put our trust in God, so God will preserve us. Verse 2, O my soul, you have said to the Lord, you are my Lord. Lord meaning master, leader. So the Lord is David's Lord, or all believers, the Lord is God. My goodness is nothing apart from you. So my goodness comes from God. So we can see Mark, rich man, asked Jesus, said, the teacher, good teacher, but Jesus responded to him. Jesus said to him, why do you call me good? No one is good but one, that is God. So God is good, so no one is good. So goodness comes from God. Also, goodness is a synonym of righteousness. David also talks about to himself, Psalm chapter 40, verse 10. I have not hidden your righteousness within my heart. I have not hidden your righteousness. So righteousness comes from God. Goodness comes from God. So goodness is nothing apart from you. So my goodness comes from God. So something not coming from God is no good, no righteous. As for the saints or for the believers who are on the earth, they are the excellent one. So all believers, excellent one, in whom is all my delight. So David's delight to believers. Me too, my delight to believers. Verse 4, their sorrows shall be multiplied who hasten after another god or a paganist. So the paganists are sorrow multiplied. So they got, you know, confusions. They are in hopeless because they believe in a false god or other gods than Jehovah God. Their drink offering of blood I will not offer. So they made a sacrifice to pagan gods. So David said, I will not offer to pagan gods with drink offering of blood, nor take up their names on my lips. I wouldn't call, you know, pagan gods, you know, such as Mammon or Moloch, Baal, and so on. Verse 5, O Lord, you are the portion of my inheritance and my cup, you maintain my life. Right here, very beautiful verse. You are God by himself is my portion, the portion of my inheritance, my cup, which means my inheritance and my cup, you know, comes from God. So Jesus said, we are not of the world, but of the heaven. So John chapter 17, verse 15 through 17, I do not pray that you should take them. You mean that God should take disciples or believers out of the world. Jesus wants believers still live in the world. Because here, I do not pray that God the Father should take them out of the world, which meaning, believers should live in the world, not out of the world, but there you should keep them. You should keep them. God should keep them, or God should take care of them from the evil one. The evil one is the world. The world, the evil one. Should keep them, the evil ones. They are not of the world. So believers or disciples not of the world, which meaning disciples do not belong to the world. Just as I am not of the world. So which means they are over the heaven, not over the kingdom of heaven, over the kingdom of God. Sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth. So basically we can see. So David said, you are the portion of my inheritance. So we belong to you, or we belong to the kingdom of heaven. You maintain my law. The lines have fallen to me in pleasant place. So the God gave certain lines, the dead lines, you know, actually pleasant place. Yes, I have a good inheritance. So good inheritance, David tells, because David's father, Jesse, you know, grandfather, Obed, you know, great-grandfather, Boaz, all of them were the believers of God. So godly inheritance is good inheritance. So if you have parents who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and your childhood, they grew up, you know, you with scriptures in spirit. So that's a good heritage or a good inheritance or a godly inheritance. Verse 7, I will bless the Lord. Here, blessing meaning simply worship or adore. Bless the Lord who has given me counsel, my heart also instructing me in the night seasons. Right here, David, you know, is waiting on the Lord's counsel. Not, you know, David himself decides something, then ask Lord, help me, assist me. No such thing. Luke chapter 9 and verse 23 says, right here, then he said to them, means to the disciples, all, if anyone desired to come after me, first step, let him deny himself, and take up his cross daily and follow me. So, deny himself, that moment Jesus Christ give you in a certain calling. So you should take that calling daily, follow me. So let the Holy Spirit control your life entire. So right here, David, my heart also instructed me in the night season. So in the night season, still, you know, David is looking for or seeking for, you know, God's counsel, God's direction. You know, like it describes a sort of a process to seek God's will. That kind of attitude. That's why God says, you know, David, who is after me. So David's heart, you know, really focused on the Lord. Verse 8:11, a lady mentioned that messianic psalm because those verses are quoted in the book of Acts, chapter 2, verse 25 through 28. But we can, you know, interpret verses 8, 9, in the first part. 9, 8 is, I ever said, I, to stand for not only Jesus Christ, but also David. Because Jesus Christ comes from David's line. So Jesus Christ genealogy comes from David the king. So here, I ever said the Lord already before me, I, so replace David. David has said the Lord always before David. So here, that's good, you know, because he's at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Because God is always at, you know, David's right hand. That's why David, you know, shall not, you know, be shaken or shall not be moved. So we can apply David also. That verse can apply to all believers, to all us. So the Lord is at our right hand, so we shall not be shaken, we shall not be moved. Therefore, my heart is glad. So, therefore, so my heart, you know, David's heart is glad, and right here on the period. My heart is glad. So therefore, the Lord is at my right hand. Therefore, our heart is glad. And my glory rejoice. My glory. Right here, my, I think that my should replace only Jesus Christ, because all glory to God, you know, to the Lord, you know. So we shouldn't take any glory. My glory rejoice. So Jesus Christ glorious rejoice. My flesh also will rest in home. So David's flesh came into dust, because David's tomb is with us to this day in Jerusalem too. So my flesh, Jesus' flesh also will rest in hope. Then verse 10, for you will not leave my soul in Sheol. Sheol meaning in grave. So we couldn't find Jesus' grave because Jesus' body was resurrected. Jesus' body, the God raised Jesus Christ from the dead. So you will not have my soul in Sheol. That's indicating Jesus' resurrection. Also, Psalm chapter 22, verse 18, talks about crucifixion. They divided my garments among them, and for my clothing they cast lots. So we know that Jesus Christ, when he was crucified, Roman soldiers divided Jesus' garments also. They cast lots for Jesus' clothing. Also, the resurrection here is, nor will you allow you Holy One to see corruption. So, God will not allow you Holy One, who is Jesus Christ, to see corruption. So, which meaning Jesus resurrected. Also, 21 said, Psalm 22, verse 21, save me from the lion's mouth and from the horns of the wild oxen, you have answered me. That is indicating or implying the resurrection of Jesus Christ. So as David prophesied in Book of Psalm, chapter 22, right here too, you will show me the paths of life. So God will show Jesus Christ the paths of life or the way of life. We know that Jesus says by himself, John chapter 14 verse 6, Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth and the life. So which meaning, I am the way of the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. So only except through Jesus Christ, we can talk with God Father. We can go to God the Father. So you will show me the path of life. So who is Jesus Christ? In your presence is the fullness of joy. Right here, that answer, joy comes from in the presence of God, in your presence. So our joy comes from God. So therefore, regardless of any circumstances, any difficulties, we have joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. So your right hand there is the pleasures are forever. So right in the situation, Matthew chapter 25 verse 34, Jesus talks about, Jesus gave one parable because a certain believers provide charity to poor people, or the other group didn't provide anything to the poor people. Then Jesus right hand side sheep, left hand side goat. So the king will say to those on his right hand, who is a sheep, the believers, come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. So the sheep belongs to the kingdom of heaven. So here, right hands. So the right hand itself indicating the pleasure forever. So Jesus explained a parable. So we see each question. In verse 9, my heart is glad. Why is he glad? So because joy is in God's presence. So David has joy because he feels in God's presence. So all believers can have a joy because of the Holy Spirit. Unless you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit will not dwell in. Therefore, you could not have that kind of joyfulness, so regardless of any circumstance. So most joyfulness depend upon circumstance, extra circumstance, unbelievable thing. So ugly thing, bad happening, they wouldn't have no joy. But not in such a carnal and joyfulness thing, but here the joyfulness is in his presence. So only Christians, only believers can have joy where feel in God's presence. So because our presence is the fullness of God's presence is the fullness of joy. In verse 10, you will not leave my soul in Sheol. Who does it indicate? The Lord Jesus Christ. Because the Lord Jesus Christ, grave does not exist. Sheol means grave. So, shall I leave my soul in grave? So, Jesus Christ was resurrected. In verse 11, at your right hand are pleasures for you evermore. Or relevant verse which Jesus says, can you find in the New Testament? I already gave it, Matthew chapter 25, verse 34. Jesus said, come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. King will say to those on his right hand, Let's pray all together with the Lord's Prayer.